Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to Eye on Houston, Sports Radio 610 version of it. I am Fred Davis from In the Loop, and very fortunate to have two folks doing God's work, ladies and gentlemen. First and foremost, Miss Marilyn Brown from the Coalition for the Homeless, and then, of course, Dr. Quindola Crowley with the Veterans Administration, the VA. I'm guessing the Dr. Michael E. DeBakey Center over there.
Absolutely.
Tell you what, they're doing God's work over there. I go to the DeBakey Center quite often for checkups and what have you, so I certainly appreciate it. I know the VA catches a lot of flack from time to time, but I will say this. My experience at the DeBakey Center has been fantastic, so kudos to you and everybody there doing, and again, it's thankless work that they're doing over there, but I tell you what, they get the veterans moved through, and hey, nothing but praise on my end. So let's get right down to it today. You guys are, again, wonderful cause you guys are working with right now. Two tremendous things that face us, not just here in Houston, but as a country. You know, veterans and everything that folks are going through, and then homelessness. And, of course, you guys are doing trying to get it to where, you know, and veteran homelessness has been a big issue here as of late. And, of course, you two are putting your forces together to try to curb some of this and let veterans know that there are options out there for the scores of homeless veterans that are out there. Real quick, first and foremost, Ms. Brown, why don't you go ahead and tell the folks a little bit about where you're from, what you're, you know, kind of what you do, and just kind of the situation that, you know, that folks are facing and that you deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Great. Thanks. I'd be happy to. I'm Marilyn Brown. I'm with the Coalition for the Homeless. And Coalition for the Homeless is an agency that has built a collaboration of over 100 smaller agencies in a three-county area, Harris County, Fort Bend County, and Montgomery County. We began working collaboratively in 2012. Okay. And since that time, homelessness across all populations has been reduced by 51%.
Good.
And specifically veteran homelessness, what we have done is create a system where a veteran can be housed in 30 days or less once they engage with one of the partners or they're identified at the VA, so that the federal government has given us the distinction that we're the largest urban area that has effectively ended veteran homelessness. Our solution is in place and it's working.
Okay, excellent. And so, Dr. Quindola Crowley, tell us a little bit about yourself and your work with the VA and just as somebody who's a veteran herself.
Yes, I am an Army veteran. Spent 28 years in the military.
Okay.
Wanted to continue my service by serving veterans. And so that brings me here. I come from a family of veterans. My mm-hmm. father was a Vietnam era veteran, and my daughter just retired from the Army.
Oh, wow. Okay. So. You don't look, I was going to say, you look like you just retired from the Army.
So we have a lineage to look after, and I think about her when I think in terms of serving our veterans today.
Yeah.
So homelessness is a big issue for us. As Marilyn said, they cover, the coalition covers Montgomery, Harris, and Fort Bend County. But our services at the VA, at Michael E. DeBecky, we have vouchers for veterans in Port Arthur, in Beaumont, and in Galveston County.
Okay.
And we have wraparound intensive case management, very extensive case management services. And then those services not only include our veterans that we are helping to sustain that housing once they are in the housing, but it also includes, we have a team of what we call the VJO, Veteran Justice Outreach Workers,
okay,
who actually go into the facilities and into the system who help those veterans transition out and to ensure that those veterans are also housed and that they are getting the housing that they need.
So let me ask you this then, because one of the things, so how do veterans, where are we losing the veterans? Like, you know, when they come, as far as when they get back from, you know, when they get back from their service being done with, where is it where they're finding themselves in the homeless situation? Where is it, I mean, is it, you know, they've been out in the real world for a little bit and then something goes wrong, or where are you finding, I mean, is it a, people of all ages as far as our veterans, or what are you seeing the most of when it comes to our veterans that are homeless? And I guess the better, I mean, I guess for lack of a better phrase, how are they getting to that situation? And,
right,
and how can y'all help?
Well, from the homeless perspective, and I'll be interested to see what Dr. Crawley has to say on this. When we started this work collaboratively back in 2012, at that point, the contact we were working with at the VA told me that the average age of the veteran experiencing homelessness was 50,
okay,
which told me it wasn't necessarily those that more recently have,
right,
returned. Now, we've housed 6,000 veterans since we started doing this work, so I imagine we're seeing a little bit different in the population. But from our experience, from the those that we particularly find living unsheltered, living on the street, living in an encampment, it's just that reintegration into society when they've come from a very structured situation. Plus, they come back with, you know, having had mental trauma as well as physical trauma.
I agree with Marilyn. You see, right now you kind of see them along the spectrum.
So okay,
we do have quite a few of the OIF, OEF veterans that are coming, and they're the younger group.
Which, for those that don't know, OIF and OEF means what?
Operation Enduring Freedom.
Okay, I gotcha.
Iraqi Freedom.
I gotcha.
And so you do get a number of those. You see more of those now.
Okay.
And more so because of some of the trauma that they've experienced, and they just have a really difficult time adjusting.
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily have the same support systems when they return. So on that spectrum, you know, you have that age group.
Yeah.
But Marilyn and I were just talking that you also see more so now, because we've housed quite a few, those that have some pretty significant mental health issues.
Right.
You know, so it starts out as either an economic issue, they kind of fall off, or there, you know, there's some challenges. Even with Katrina most recently, mm-hmm, you know, we've had quite a few folks that have surfaced because they lost their homes.
Right.
And so it's hard to, I don't have all of the data,
sure,
to tell you where we are right now, but there's definitely on that spectrum, we have veterans from all eras.
Okay, so from all, I mean, basically, so all ages. I mean, again, it's not just a, like you said, Vietnam or Iraqi war. I mean, we're talking about people of all ages and from all over, different walks of life.
One of the things I was told, and again, I'll check with Dr. Crowley, is that behind L.A., Houston has the second largest veteran population.
Okay.
Because we are such a welcoming town.
Absolutely.
And we do have such a fabulous medical center for them to come.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people end up relocating and staying in Houston once they've left the service.
Have you found that when you guys reach out to these the homeless veterans, are they, is there a reluctance on their part to you know, come into the system, or not necessarily the system, but to you know, join the coalition as far as, you know, getting back on their feet? What's kind of that? How does that assimilation process work for them?
Well, again, we were talking about this just before we went on the air. When we started working together back again, 2012, when we built the system, mm-hmm, we had over 4,000 people on a given night that slept outside in a tent on the street. At that point, the percentages were, kind of a lower percentage, 30-35% we could identify with, drug, substance abuse, mental illness. Well, now we have about 1,000 people left, which means we've housed so many of those who maybe were just one bad break away and we were able to help them. So the 1,000 that are left, we, you know, that's a very high percentage of severe mental illness, substance abuse and self-medication through, you know, drugs and alcohol, making it very difficult even for trained case managers to interact. When someone can't tell you their name, it's really hard to, you know, continue all the way to where understanding and signing a lease.
So real quick, we'll get the information here in just a second. But if for folks that, that are listening at home, if they want to help or volunteer, how can they, what can they do, and B, how would they do so?
For the homeless services, we work under the name of a program called The Way Home. So we have a website, www.thewayhomehouston.org, and on that you'll find a list of all of our partner agencies, and that'll tell you what volunteer services they need, what kind of in-kind you can drop off. Right now people are dropping off blankets to really get specific with agencies that are providing direct care. I know at the VA they have some very specific crisis hotlines and things.
Okay.
I do. I want to give you the crisis hotline number because one of, and that's 1-800-273-8255.
825. Okay. 1-800-273-8255.
Yes.
Okay.
Because one of the other, things that we're really focused on is, the suicide numbers among our veterans.
Okay.
And that ties into their homelessness. It ties into the economics, the mental health, the medical health. It ties into all aspects of those veterans that are out there that are looking and needing resources. And sometimes it's because they just don't feel like they have any hope or any options.
Yeah.
And so they can always reach out to the crisis line. And that crisis line will put them in touch with anything that they need.
Whether it's homelessness, mental health, physical, anything. So if,
anything.
If you're a veteran that's got going through something right now and you need some help, 1-800-273-8255. Tell them what the state of your problem or your issue is, and they'll get you put in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Okay, fantastic, fantastic. All right, and then again the homeless coalition for the veterans. Any website or anything that
it'll all be under our thewayhomehouston.org.
Well, ladies, listen, the way home, okay, so just real quick, last thing, for the folks at home in case you missed it, thewayhomehouston.org, that's the group that you need to go to their website, and like I said, they've got all y'all's partners are on there, so you can figure out, you know, what you need to do, where you need to go as far as how you can, lend your services, lend your help, and then of course for any veterans out there, and what about if somebody who maybe, you know, let's say you're a mom or a dad or a brother or a friend, and you've got a veteran friend that you know, but, and listen, we all know we can all be a little stubborn sometimes, especially for, you know, I mean, we joined the service for a reason, and I know just from, you know, we're all a little stubborn sometimes. So if you know somebody that's stubborn and maybe they you know they need help, can you call that number as well, even
Absolutely.
Though you're not the veteran?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect, perfect, perfect. All right, so thewayhomehouston.org, that's for the homeless vets. And then, again, if it's whether you are a veteran or you know somebody that's suffering right now or needs a little help or needs a little direction, you can make a phone call at 1-800-273-8255, and that'll get you pointed in the right direction. First off, Dr. Crowley, first off, thank you so much for your service, all right? Thank you for your daughter's service. Again, I'm just sitting here freaked out by the fact that you even look like you have a daughter that just retired from the military, so kudos to you. And then Miss Brown, thank you so much. You guys are doing God's work, and we certainly appreciate it, and let's hope that somebody hears this today, and if we can help one or two people get in the right direction, then you know what? We've done our job. Ladies, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.